Okay. The maximum range of a quantum communication device is decided by the maximum distance of the distributed entangled pairs. The entanglement distribution over long optical fibers is limited by the absorption loss to 100 kilometers. But if we use a quantum repeater protocol, which can connect several segments of previously entangled pairs, we will be able to carry out entanglement distribution over large distance. Also, if we use a multiplexed quantum memory, which we can place several elements in each node of the quantum repeater, and dynamically reconfiguring them and connect them, we will be able to increase the success rate of quantum repeater. For a finite quantum memory, the success rate of quantum repeater it depends greatly on the memory coherence time. The shorter memory coherence time corresponding to a large entanglement connection time. And therefore, it is crucial for us to increase the memory coherence time in order to efficiently distribute information with quantum repeaters. There are many ways to realize a quantum repeater. What we use is a DLCZ protocol. It is proposed by Duan, Lukin, Sirak, and Zoller in 2001. This scheme is based on atomic ensembles and the detection of single photon. Quantum states can be transferred between atoms and photons, and also can be stored in atoms for a long time. DLCZ protocol is based on a lambda type level configuration. We started this protocol by preparing all the atoms on ground state, and we send a weak right pulse into the ensemble, and it will excite the atoms into with the Raman transition with low probability. For the most of time, we don't detect a photon in signal channel. With this case, we shine a relatively strong cleaning pulse to reset the state. If we repeat this sequence for many times, we may detect a photon in signal channel. And this entangles the signal field and the atomic excitation. After a program delay, we send a read pulse to read out the readout state and verify the entanglement. This process prepares the entanglement state, which can be used in quantum communications. So we use DLCZ protocol to carry out our quantum repeater protocol, and the longest quantum memory we achieved before in freely diffusing samples is 32 microseconds. It is limited by long processions in residual magnetic field. However, this short coherence time is not sufficient to carry out quantum repeater protocol due to the fiber loss in large distance. To increase the coherence time, we must suppress the atomic motion and also use the magnetic insensitive coherence as the basis of quantum memory. We successfully achieved this goal by confining rubidium 87 atoms in an optical lattice, and also we use zero-zero magnetically insensitive coherence as for storage. We load atoms from a magneto-optical trap into a fine-tuned optical dipole trap. and the atoms are confined in the pancakes as shown in the slide. These are from the interference pattern of the two lattice beams, which are separated by a small angle. We suppress the atomic motion from these pancakes. We shine a right field on the ensemble and looking for a signal detection. The signal detection harrows the sequence and triggers a programmable delay. And this detection of signal photon also implies an atomic momentum change along the along x prime direction, which is perpendicular to the pancakes. So the optical confinement from the pancakes could possibly suppress the atomic motion along x prime direction and preserve the spin wave coherence. And after the delay, we send back a read field and retrieve the idler field. Our goal is to convert the right spin wave into idler field with high efficiency. First, we measured the retrieval efficiency in an unpolarized sample, and atoms are distributed in all Zeeman sublevels in unpolarized sample, and they process differently in a magnetic field. We observed the fast oscillations of retrieval efficiency, and the fast dynamics is determined by Lamb precession of 2-0 and 1-1 coherence. Beyond 200 microseconds, 0-0 and 1-1 coherence producing a constant level of retrieval efficiency. The coherence time here is limited by the initial population on the MX zero state at the clock state in an unpolarized sample. So to further increase our coherence time, we optically pump the atoms into MX zero state. And we see that the fast oscillations due to the magnetic sensitive coherence is greatly suppressed. From the theoretical fitting, we find that 90% of the atoms are pumped into M equals zero state. At a longer time scale of hundreds of microseconds, we observed the motional defacing, and we also observed a 50% retrieval efficiency drop at 1 millisecond. We attribute this motional defacing to the atomic motion on the direction perpendicular to the pancakes. Our traps has a distribution of different trap depths, and the atoms does not necessarily perform simple harmonic motion in the trap. But if we use a one-dimensional harmonic motion model to average the oscillator frequencies corresponding to different trap depths, we will be able to get the characteristic decoherence behavior as we shown in the experimental data. Here is the data of retrieval efficiency on the time scale of milliseconds. Phase broadening from differential stark shift contribute to this coherence. Atoms on the lower and upper level experiencing different spatially varying decoherence due to differential light shift. And from the formula, we extract a coherence time of 5 milliseconds and 7 milliseconds for different trap depths of 80 microkelvin and 40 microkelvin. It is two orders of magnitude improve compared to our previous work. As to this point, to demonstrate that we have a single photon source for quantum memory, we measured the alpha parameter. And for classical light, alpha x1 for pure single photon source alpha equals zero. Our data here shows that we achieved a quantum memory after up to 6 milliseconds. An important application of a long-lived quantum memory is deterministic single photon source. The quality is defined by the second-order coherence function G2, and also the measured retrieval efficiency. Our measured data from this work shows great improvement from before, and also our measured result is comparable to the measured result from a single atom in a cavity, and where we have two times more better measured efficiency. Furthermore, we implement a scheme to produce a long-lived matter-light entanglement between signal field and magnetically insensitive atomic excitation. As before, we confine our atoms in an optical lattice with the similar configuration, but in this work, instead of using zero-zero coherence, which cannot provide us a polarization qubit, we use two orthogonal spin waves, which are associated to minus one, plus one, and the plus one, minus one coherence. And this coherence is 500 less insensitive to magnetic field compared to the fast diffusing coherence. Here is a measured result of correlation function in a rotated basis. We check for a Bell inequality violation by measuring the polarization correlation at certain canonical angles. And we demonstrate that we violate Bell inequality up to a story time to 3 milliseconds. And on the right, we show the theoretical fitting of Bell parameters corresponding to different p-naught. And here, p-naught is a population of atoms on the m equals zero state. So to push the limit of spin wave coherence, it is very important for us to know, for us to prepare and know what is prepared in the terms of Z-Mann content of spin waves. Magnetic spin wave diffuses differently in an inhomogeneous magnetic field, and faster diffusing dynamics depend greatly on the atomic state when the spin wave is written. From this, we can extract the population distribution on different Z-Mann sublevels. And here we show the measured result for population on m equals zero state with optical pumping and without optical pumping. We also measured for different population distribution many times. The highest we can get for a population on m equals zero state is 0.75, and the lowest is 0.1. An important application of being able to prepare a certain Z-Mann distribution is a spin wave qubit rotation. Larmor spin wave evolution approximate qubit rotation about a fixed axis. Here we show the retrieval efficiency on the time scale of 1 millisecond. We see obviously the qubit rotation here, and the additional population from the additional modulation from population of is from population of atoms on m equals zero state. Here the population is sufficiently small, so we can see the qubit rotation easily. It is 0.16. The demonstration of qubit rotation is very important for a quantum information system based on atomic spin waves. So, in summary, we demonstrated that we achieved a 7 milliseconds quantum memory, as well as a high quality single photon source. We also proposed a scheme to implement a long-lived metallite entanglement. And we also demonstrated our capability of measurement of Zeeman content of spin waves. At the very last, we demonstrated the capability of spin wave qubit rotation. So in future, our goal is to continuously increase our coherence times. So maybe by using colder samples in a blue detuned optical lattice, as well as implement spin echo, we may be able to achieve this goal. So thank you for your attention, and thanks for all my wonderful colleagues here, and especially my advisor, Alex Kuzmich.